Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com. We're delighted you're here, broadcasting 2 hours from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. We have a call in line if you'd like to chat with us. 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. We'll pay for the call. There's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. And for those of you new to the class, there are about 200 of us here at USAprepares.com. Experts in various areas. All of us are innovators. We're medical doctors, dentists, engineers, surgeons, CEOs, broadcasters, authors, researchers, physicists, farmers, inventors, and students rising to become instructors. I'm delighted to introduce to you your newest instructor, Jane Ann Morris. She is a corporate anthropologist, and like most of us here at USAprepares.com, is not capable of holding down a job. Welcome, Jane Ann Morris.
Thanks. I'm glad to be here.
And your website is democracythemepark.org. And it's highlighted on page one at USA Prepares. And also, there's a link to Jane Ann Morris on the website. Jane Ann Morris, you know, a couple of decades ago, where I lived on a farm, there were a few things that happened that I didn't like. And these things were done with what I believe were the blessings, approvals, and bribes of our government. All of them were threats to me and my family. And I reacted to each one of these three things. A cell tower was constructed across the road from our farm. One of our neighbors had property, and he wasn't using it, and it was a little bit higher than our farm, and he decided to sell out to a cell phone company, and they put this transmitter up, and it was about a quarter of a mile from our house, just across the road. And it angered me. Like, how would he do that? How would he let us be microwaved by the cell tower? Another one was a for-profit prison was approved for construction diagonally across the road from our farm. A for-profit prison. 350 inmates in a town of 500 people. And another one was a dump was approved. A five-state dump was approved for construction near our farm. I was outraged at all of these. And because I was outraged, people gravitated toward us, and we decided we were going to resist the prison and the dump. Shots were fired at our farmhouse. And when you heard me start this broadcast saying everyone all set, cocked, locked, well, I am. And I have been ever since shots were fired at our house a couple decades ago. And Jane Ann Morris, I heard the words by our government minions. Well, Vincent, you just don't want it in your backyard. And to that I responded, "You're exactly right." Jane and Morris, let's talk about the NIMBY response, not in my backyard response. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think it's important that, first of all, if you don't want it in your backyard, you ask yourself why, and it's usually something like, I think this is harmful to myself, my family, my community, and perhaps future generations as well. So it's not something you should be ashamed of. In fact, you should convert more people to being willing to say it. And I also think that basically everyone's a NIMBY, but some are stealth NIMBYs and they won't admit it. And they may have the power to see that it gets put in someone else's backyard, but they also don't want it in theirs. So potentially we are all NIMBYs, and if it shouldn't go in my backyard, it probably shouldn't go in someone else's backyard. So you shouldn't allow yourself, and I can tell you have it, Vince, to be ashamed at saying, no, this facility or this project is not appropriate in my backyard. So the first thing is to get a positive attitude toward it, and don't let people scare you into not admitting that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you what happened. In every case, there were neighbors that said, I'm with you. I'm behind you. I'm behind you 100%. 110%, whatever that is. I can't imagine something being more than 100%. But they would say things like that. And as time went on, as the fights became more vigorous, the outrage became more widespread initially. Soon after that, those friends and neighbors and those fighting against the dump, against the prison, kind of fell by the wayside. And after a while, I looked around, and I said, I know you guys are behind me. You're so far behind me, I can't even see you. As a matter of fact, it looks like it's just me. And it was. It was just me. Everyone had been threatened. Their jobs had been threatened. It's like, in a rural community, one of the highest-paying jobs is working for the government, like being a teacher or being a keyboard warrior, for the government. Entering data about people. And their jobs were threatened. The teachers were told, your contract's coming up for renewal and you'll have to look at it. And by the way, are you involved in this with this group that's against what the county wants? Is that what you're doing? And pretty soon it was just me. And I was so angry. We stopped both of these things. We stopped the dump. We stopped the prison. But it was at great personal expense to my family. And I was so angry that when I left Virginia, I said, well, I don't want to say what I said. But it was basically, you deserve what you get. Because you're all a bunch of pansies. Now, there were just a few government minions, like 8, 7 or 8, that were for this. We could have run them over. We could have run them out of town. We could have camped out around their house. We could have made their life miserable. But most of the people were too afraid to do that. They were so afraid of losing their job that they would sell out the county, sell out the town, allow a prison to be put in a town of 500 people. How serious is that? Well, I said, I was not a radio broadcaster back then, but I went on the radio. My knees were knocking. And I said, oh, so when someone says, where do you live, and you name this town, they'll say, oh, yeah, that's the town where the prison is, right? How would you like that? How would you like to be known for the town with the prison as the centerpiece? Not in my backyard. And we literally fought it. And we kicked them out. And we kicked the dump out, too. And what happened, Jane Ann Morris, when we kicked the dump out, a county down the road got it. And they hate it. They absolutely hate it. And we were only one of two counties that successfully kicked out Allied Waste. Just two of us did it. Two counties. Everyone else got the dumps. So, what's the plan? How do we become successful activists in your mind? What do we do when we are threatened with these dangerous, dangerous for-profit blights?
Okay, well, first, since you brought up intimidation, yes, it's unfortunately very frequently part of it. It can be physical intimidation, financial, reputation. It can even be lawsuits. And so whoever is fighting against the project needs to be aware of that and have talked about it ahead of time. I can mention two things really quickly that may help in that case. First of all, if there's only one of you, then they certainly know who to intimidate. But the more of you there are and the more you share all the work and the burdens, then it's not so clear. I mean, they can't try to intimidate and call everybody in the town or the community. So one thing is to try to avoid having there be just one or just a couple people, because the larger the group, the more difficult it is to really intimidate all of them. And just another thing real quick is that it's always good in those cases to, unfortunately, if intimidation has occurred, to document it and to tell people about it so that you're not just alone there wondering if you're going to hear another shot or hear another threat at your job. And just say, we're very sad to report that we have received this kind of threat or this kind of other form of intimidation. And if you can kind of calmly get that out there on the air and let others know, that may encourage people to understand that there's something rotten in the state of Denmark and that they should probably join you against this, you know, illegitimate use of threats. And but you asked also, what can we do? I can rattle off a few of the most important things at the beginning just so you're in a better position. One of them is, you need to know that they're way ahead of you. They've been working on this for years. They've been gaining support in the community. They've been taking wining and dining important people in the community. So they're way ahead, and you might as well know that. Second thing is, don't necessarily expect help from the government. In fact, the government may be the ones who are supporting the project, or big national groups. You might, and sometimes one does, get help from certain parts of the government, since different parts of the government don't always agree. And you might get help from big national groups, so keep that in mind, but don't depend on it. And the third thing is, the more you know about what they're going to do, the better position you're going to be in. So the reason I wrote this book was to tell you ahead of time
what
they're going to be doing.
Jane Ann Morris, hold that thought, and you can tell us more about the book when we come back right after these few short commercial announcements. Jane Ann Morris, corporate anthropologist, democracythemepark.org. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAhNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically-designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kanan Morris is with us, and we're talking about activism and how to do a better job at it. DemocracyThemePark.org. Link on page one, USAPrepares.com. Jane Ann Morris, you were telling us about your book. Could you please continue?
Yes. I wrote this book because I was involved in a long fight against lignite strip mining and power plants, and lignite is something between peat and coal. It's not even a coal. It had a heating value about the same as bad cow patties, and they were going to dig it in seams that were only 4 to 6 feet thick and wreck huge amounts of land and so on. So I ended up fighting that for about 7 years, and at the end of the time, I wanted to write a book about everything I knew at the end that I didn't know at the beginning. And so I wrote this book as a handbook for normal, regular people, not activists flying into a town to spend 2 months there and then flying out again. And we really learned a lot in that time, and I think if people knew what's in that book, they would have a better chance. The chances aren't great in many of these cases that you'll be able to successfully oppose a project because, unfortunately, even if the project is proposed by a private company of some kind, it probably has substantial backing from the government, especially the local and state government. So I think you've been applying all along. One of the things we have to do is take back the government, especially mm-hmm. local governments. And you can mm-hmm. start that by clearly exposing what they're doing. Let people know they did this, that, and the other. This council has approved this law and so on. And in some cases, it involves changing a law, like, why can't a local government say, we, the local government, with pressure from the citizens, do not want this facility here, period? Well, one of the reasons is that there are, in fact, state and national laws which strongly limit the control that local governments can exert over their own communities. And that's a target, ultimately, in the sort of prevention area. Another thing you should know if you're in a NIMBY situation is that, you know, people might agree with you that, well, they don't think that putting a so-and-so in is a great idea, but often they won't listen any further unless you can give them an alternative. For example, if the facility shouldn't go there, should it go somewhere else? Maybe it should go nowhere. If it shouldn't go anywhere, what should you do instead? Or what is an appropriate use for that land or that parcel that would, in fact, benefit the community and not harm the current community or future generations? So I think it's, even though you may end up spending a lot of your time talking about what's wrong with what they want to do, you'll gain a lot of credibility if you can start proposing some alternatives. And one of them is there are ways of taking land out of circulation, either by making it some sort of, giving it some sort of historic status or putting it into some sort of conservancy or passing a law to say, you know, this land is reserved for future generations to protect this or that. In other words, to make it, to put up additional obstacles in the way of any company or government agency or combination of the two that may want to come in and do something that's harmful to your community.
Jane Ann Morris, what did you find to be the most effective use of your time when you wanted to stop these threats to your community, to your village, I should say?
Well, since from the get-go, most of the institutions were sort of already in favor of it because they'd been talked to over a long period of time, perhaps, you know, given incentives of various kinds. So we didn't have the option. We could no longer convince the big shots because they were already sort of wrapped up. So we just started talking to regular people, anyone you meet on the street, anyone you meet through a church, anyone you meet through a community organization, at a restaurant, whatnot, and realize that most people, if you get to talk to them and they're not in a stressed situation, they will listen and they probably share a lot of your concerns. And what happened was that since the people who were setting up the project didn't think we would do that and didn't think we had our act together, they didn't see us coming. So even though they started out way ahead, we just slowly, little by little, one at a time, 10 at a time, talked to everyone we possibly could, and eventually kind of got a critical mass of people. And in fact, in part of the project I'm talking about, we won an election 60-40 against two bond issues, which totaled close to $600 million. We won
awesome.
That by a 60-40 margin while being outspent 9-1 because we talked to every single person we ran into.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Okay. Open your mouth and say, ah.
Getting a good view of a sore throat can be difficult, but the new doctor-recommended sore throat exam kit from SayAhNow.com makes it easy. A first-of-its-kind, scientifically designed oral retractor to relax the tongue, minimize gag reflex, and increase visibility. Our made-in-the-USA kit also includes a medical-grade reference chart, easy-to-use website and app so that you're one click away from unparalleled sore throat information. Click SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, a must-have for your family's medical preparedness.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
We're talking about activism, and we're talking about defending our way of life from invasions by corporations working with the government. And Jane Ann Morris, you mentioned a book. Is that book available right now?
The book is Not in My Backyard, the handbook, and it is available, but usually I would advise people to buy it from the author. You can't from me. I don't have any more copies, nor does the publisher. So it's technically out of print, but If you know how to use the internet, you can get copies of it. I may be working on revising it and putting out an updated version, but right now you have to go to the internet and get it that way.
Okay, and what's it called?
Not in My Backyard, The Handbook. The title actually says what it is. I think that's a good idea in a book.
Jane Ann, I can tell you that in these fights that I've had in the Commonwealth of Virginia, they were, up until that point, the largest fights I've ever been involved in. And literally, it takes a lot out of you. It becomes all-consuming. It becomes a mission, and it's war. It's literally war. And those who are trying to make it happen, let's say the corporations, and it's been corporate-funded, working with the local governments to bribe these supposedly elected representatives. I believe they've been bribed. I believe they have their own reasons, and greed enters into the equation in a large way. So what we did was we did what most groups seem to do. We write letters to the editor. We wrote articles. We placed newspaper ads. We placed a full-page newspaper ad, you know, explaining what was going on. I went on the radio to talk about it, you know, on a local morning news program. We signed petitions. We had county meetings. We had town meetings. We even had TV coverage. Nothing worked. Nothing. Until we figured two things to try. One of them, and they involved singling out these county thugs that were in favor of it, the people we believe were bribed by these corporations. What we did was, these guys were praise the Lord types, you know, churchgoers, you know, village members, talking about the government types. And we would point to them in church. Not just point to them for a second, point to them and hold our hands and say, that's her. That's his wife. That's him. Those two over there, those are his children. That's them over there. And be very, very obvious about pointing them out, and continue to point at them when they saw, and not be shy about it. And then stopping in front of their house, right in front of their door, on the road, stopping, rolling down the window, and pointing at their front door for a few minutes. That's their house. That's their door. That's where they live. Pointing, 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 pointing. Made them feel uncomfortable in the supermarket, the grocery store, wherever we saw them. We pointed them out. Their wives, their children, and them. And we made them feel really uncomfortable. And then we sent them letters. And the letters were very simple. It was a piece of paper, 8.5 by 11, plain piece of white paper, handwritten, folded in three into the size of a number 10 envelope. And it was addressed to, one of the guys' name was R.B. Clark. And it was addressed to R.B. Dump Clark at his home address, as his official government address. On the inside, it said nothing. On the back of the envelope, which was really just a piece of paper, it said, "You're fired," in large print. None of it was computer generated. All of it was handwritten. On the front, it had no return address, and it only contained one stamp. They were mailed from all over the county. They were sent to all of the county representatives. All of them got one. Hundreds of them. 2 weeks later, the county decided that it was not in the best interest of the county to pursue this dump. And it was over. Very quietly. But the only thing that worked was singling out these thugs who worked for the government. And by the time we were done with them, only two of them remained in office. The rest of them were thrown out. It worked. Now, you may think that it takes a whole bunch of people to do this. Well, we started out with a whole bunch of people. But I submit to you, it only takes one person to write hundreds of pieces of paper with names, and you're fired on the back. It only takes one person to do it. But the appearance is, it takes a lot. And believe it or not, that's how we did it. By pointing them out, by letting them feel so uncomfortable in their own community or their own village that they couldn't stand it. And it actually worked. What do you think?
Well, I like the fact that you're essentially pointing to the idea that we can't allow government officials who are working against the interest of community, we can't allow them anonymity. Mm-hmm. We can't allow them to hide in their offices or pretend like they're not the ones doing things. It's essentially a way of telling them they need to be accountable, and the citizenship expects them not just to sit up there and collect a salary and sign papers, but to actually address the needs of the community. And there are a lot of different ways of doing it, and if it works, do it. But I want to point out something else, which is that took care of your immediate problem in the short term. You dodged that bullet, so to speak. And hopefully some memory of that would linger so you wouldn't have to do it again soon. But that might not work long term, because you just might get another set of people in there who are as unresponsive to the needs of their community, who would go right ahead and favor the next project that's not in the interest of the good long-term existence of your community. So I think it's great to win something short-term, and we did, but at some point it's going to be necessary to think long-term and think why it is and how it is that these people keep getting in there and working essentially for the interest of a few instead of for the interest of what the whole community is trying to tell them. And part of the long term, unfortunately, I think, is that there are laws written into the federal, the state, and the local level that essentially limit a local community's ability to protect itself. And as long as those are there, there's going to be the possibility of the next project around the corner coming at you. So I think those need to be addressed. For example, most local communities, whether they're towns or cities in this, or counties, and this varies in different states, are specifically prohibited by the laws in their state of doing anything unless the state gives them permission to do so. And that sort of gives the state level the ability to preempt decisions that a local government makes. And so in that case, even if you have good people in your local government, they may be limited by laws on the books which need to go, which say you can only do these things. Like you can set the speed limit and decide when the bars close, but as far as saying we don't want a toxic waste dump here, you can't do that.
One of the things that we tried to do was find out who was involved in the land transfer for this dump. And what these thugs did was they ripped the page out of the deed book at the courthouse. So we don't know who was involved. Well, I'm sure that, you know, the recorder of deeds knew, but they weren't talking. So what we found out, or what we believe we found out, was that there were bribes at the highest level of our county government. There were payoffs involved. And it seemed that there was this newfound wealth among the county, we'll call them elected representatives, which they weren't representing our interest. But it seemed like they had more money than they used to have. And that the land transferred for multiple times its, at the time, value. The land for the dump. The best thing I think that we can do from my experience, and I've only been involved in a couple of these, two of them, is to shun these traitors to the village. Shun them. Make them feel uncomfortable. And just because they go to church doesn't mean anything in my book. It means nothing. What they say, you know, and what they do, in my opinion, have been two different things. They praise the Lord, and they cheat everybody around them. It's outrageous. So what we did was we shunned them. We made them feel so uncomfortable. We made their children feel uncomfortable. So these government thugs who were on the government payroll, when they came home, their wives beat them up. Like, have you lost your mind? Everybody hates us. Why are you doing this? Daddy, nobody likes me at school anymore. Everybody hates me. What are you doing? Everybody's talking about you, Daddy. What have you done? That's what it takes. It takes exposing them, and it takes having their family turn into chaos. That's what it takes. And many of these families are dysfunctional. One of these thugs that I was talking about literally took a family member's house, put that family member in a nursing home, took over their house, stole their house. One of the nicest houses in the village. Stole it from the guy who worked for it, put him in a nursing home, and moved in. That's one of the participants in one of the experiences we had in Virginia. Jane and Morris and I will be right back, and let's talk about some of the tricks. Some of the tricks that these thugs use that we should be aware of and what we should do about them. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration system and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while, but once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacro wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacro wedgie.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Are you excited about the World Wide Web? Do you want a place where you can share your ideas and express yourself? Well, dial up your modems and stream on down to the GCN Live Community Forum. Lots of radical features await you there.
Wow, Internet guys, I'm so glad I went to the GCN Live Community Forum.
You too can discover why the World Wide Web is awesome. Just go to GCNLive.com/forum. That's GCNLive.com/forum. I'll see you in cyberspace. Friend GCN Live on Diaspora and Cross.tv.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Today,
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Vince, meet up on Monday at Jimmy's Egg. I'll be there. Sam the Trucker is going to be there, and he's going to talk about where he's been and what he's seen. Tunnels? Below ground? The sights he's seen above ground. That's Monday at Jimmy's Egg, 4:45 to 8 o'clock in the afternoon. And it's absolutely free. If you want to join us for lunch, Jimmy's Egg information is on the website. And Bunker Files today, we're going to try it again. And on Truth Frequency Radio from 2 o'clock to 4 o'clock Central Time in the afternoon, Aaron Dakins and I will be hosting the Bunker Files with Doc Waterman as our instructor. He's going to be talking about the WebBot reports. Information will be on the website. Tom, in Baltimore, you're on with Jane Ann Morris and me, Vin Fennelli. Welcome.
Good morning, Mr. Fennelli and Ms. Morrison. Thanks for taking my call. If I'm understanding correctly, and correct me if I'm wrong here, Ms. Morrison is a lawyer, an activist, and she has special skills in tactics and investigations in order to get things done within the governmental system. Do I have that correct?
I'm not a lawyer. I'm a corporate anthropologist, but I've obviously read a lot of law things and written about the law and regulations.
Okay. What exactly, if you can do it quickly, as a corporate anthropologist?
Okay. I took the techniques that anthropologists developed over 150 years to research so-called foreign cultures or people out there, and I took those techniques and those skills and applied them to studying and understanding and fighting against a quasi-public utility corporation. And I wrote a 900-page report on that and got a degree. So I'm a corporate anthropologist.
Fantastic. Sounds like a special tactic and skill to me. I'm a retired police detective, just so you know, and I employed some unusual techniques, completely legal, in order to get to the bottom of cases. And in fact, when I retired, I got involved with an issue here in Maryland, which handicapped people and other folks with disabilities had been fighting, I found out, for almost a century. It was really sad when I realized that these folks were just getting hammered and really getting nowhere. And what I did, and I know you know what you're talking about, because you did something, or you touted something to Mr. Finelli that I know works, because it's what I did, and what took them a century to not get done, I got done in less than 30 days, literally. It's Senate Bill 928, if anybody wants to check me and see if I'm telling the truth. It passed by a veto-proof margin in 2004, and what I did was exactly what you advocate. I steamrolled the entire legislative body. I went in there. I knew I would only have X number of minutes with each person. So I got the book. Most states put out a book where they have the faces and who they are and who they represent. And I got my argument down to a very concise, quick 2-minute presentation. I was very friendly with everyone. And, you know, events, right? You know, they're paid off. And so I don't have money, you know, a retired cop. What currency did I have? Well, people are human. Even the worst of us had some human side. So I figured, you know what? I will appeal to the human side, and that will be my currency. And that's what I did. And that's what worked. And before they realized what was going on, in fact, when they were voting, people were starting to panic, because that's when I realized who the ones that were paid off were. They were just having a fit. But I also made friends within the governor's office, which I think is real important. Yeah, I didn't want to make any enemies, even the ones who openly said, you know what, I'm not going to be able to support this piece of legislation. But by making friends, I was able to have an ear to the ground and know what they were doing before they did it. Can I wait till the break?
Tom, well, I don't think we can do that because we've got Sam Bushman coming on for the next hour. But, Tom, I want to thank you for your call. I appreciate it. I'm glad you're part of our class. Jane Ann Morris, thank you so much for being with us today. We're talking about activism and how to be more successful at it. Jane Morris will be invited to come back again and again to teach us more about how to be successful in fighting the system, the oppression.
Well, thanks for having me, Ben.
You're so welcome. And coming up next hour, Sam Bushman.
How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Did you know that select musical tones have the power to heal? By listening to 7 amazing songs that contain these tones, you can experience the power of music therapy.
I used to work in a pretty stressful atmosphere, but I started using the whole tones in the office, and I'm experiencing more focus, motivation, peace, and better relationships.
WholeTones99.com is a unique music therapy program featuring 7 secret ancient healing frequencies uncovered in the music of King David. Now you too can unlock the healing secrets of the Bible, as we are offering a free sample of this music so that you can discover their power to heal, relieve stress, and break negative cycles.
I use the tones to calm my 5, 3, and 2-year-olds to stop the fighting, and it works.
Now you can experience the healing music therapy in the comfort of your own home or office. Visit WholeTones99.com and get a free song. Visit WHOLETones99.com today for your free song. That's WholeTones99.com. WholeTones99.com.